This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, after some uncertainty, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins has authorized the long-delayed cost-share payments, offering temporary relief to farmers who rely on these funds. While this decision provides some reassurance, concerns remain about the future of these vital programs as a new farm bill takes shape. And with the Trump administration's aggressive budget reviews, many producers fear that the support they depend on could be slashed or disappear entirely. We hear from Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagy and get his view on it next.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your Soy Checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? Learn more about the innovative uses of soybeans at iasoybeans.com.
Iowa Agriculture Secretary Mike Nagy remains optimistic about the future of cost-share programs for conservation, emphasizing their foundation begins with the creation of the Farm Bill. Traditionally a bipartisan effort, the Farm Bill has long served as a critical tool for supporting farmers nationwide.
The Farm Bill is a great collaborative process. It is bipartisan. It is something that reflects the needs of the different agriculture regions of the country. That's as it should be. And its great history is just that. And that's where a very important process that the committees actually do their work. Again, it was disappointing that the House did their work, but the Senate didn't do their work in the last Congress. These are the types of things that get discussed.
Nagy also says that any discussion about cutting costs in the Farm Bill must go beyond just the ag programs. These programs only account for about 13% of the bill's total cost, which came in last year at an estimated $1.5 trillion. And at the same time, he acknowledges that the 87% that is left over for supplemental food programs can't be just cut easily. We have to make sure that it's done in a way that doesn't affect everyday Americans.
And then you've got to look at the whole Farm Bill, which is a food and farm bill. And guess, you know, that yes, that includes the fact that 85%+ of the Farm Bill actually is supplemental nutrition. And that's an important program, and that those are important safety nets for families and those in need. But we also need to make sure that we're looking across that whole spectrum, the food and the Farm Bill. Yes, there are going to have to be savings that are acquired, you know, achieved through that Farm Bill. And so that's definitely on people's mind.
Secretary Nagy also stands firm in his support of conservation practices, stressing that proactive investment in these programs can save money in the long run. By funding soil health, water management, and other sustainability efforts now, the need for costly disaster relief payments can be reduced in the future. He believes that smart, strategic conservation funding is not just good for the environment, but also a fiscally responsible move for taxpayers.
Just like always, this will be a legislative process. We need to invest in the priorities like crop insurance. I believe in conservation is absolutely essential to a very productive future, preventing the need for ad hoc disaster payments. I would love if we never had to actually talk about disaster payments because programs that were in the Farm Bill were accommodating for the things that happened. Having that long-term investment in soil conservation and soil health, those are wise investments. And
as the debate on the Farm Bill and budget cuts continues, the stakes remain high for both farmers and food security programs. Finding a balanced approach will require lawmakers to look beyond politics and recognize the long-term value of these investments. For now, farmers and advocates alike will be watching closely, hoping that support for ag and conservation remains a priority. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.